It's Tuesday, September 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Chinese Communist government is stepping up controls on public school teachers, including monitors in classrooms. Any mention of God, freedom, or prayer would result in additional security and persecution for Christians in the system. Bitter Winter magazine quotes one English teacher who said, quote, "The government believes that religious teachers are hostile to the party, even if they don't evangelize. The Communist Party is afraid that they would integrate faith into teaching. That's why they strictly control teachers and want them to follow its ideological system and eventually become puppets that cannot think independently," end quote. World Magazine interviewed two conservative Christians on the upcoming presidential election. On the one hand, David French encourages a no vote on Trump for what he calls, quote, "character reasons," end quote, and his divisiveness. And according to French, quote, "single-issue pro-life voting," end quote, has not worked. However, theologian Dr. Wayne Grudem, on the other hand, encourages a vote for Donald Trump because he says the president has delivered, quote, "a stronger economy, stronger national defense, judicial system reform, and educational freedom. The election of Biden would result in more crime, a complete federal takeover of our healthcare system, and much more that looks like the withdrawal of God's blessing," end quote. Keep in mind Exodus 18, verse 21. "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them." Get Dr. Michael Brown's excellent book entitled Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test?, which examines the case for Trump and the case against Trump from a biblical perspective. Vote Common Good's recent survey indicates a slip in evangelical and Catholic support for the president, at least in the swing states of Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The poll showed an 11% drop in support compared to 2016. Also, a Fox News poll last month indicated a 12% increase of support for the Democrat candidate compared to 2016. Only 6% of American adults and only 2% of American millennials actually hold to the very basics of a biblical worldview, reports the Arizona Christian University's Cultural Research Center. Disturbing news indeed, since 61% still claim to be Christian. The definition of a biblical worldview included affirmation of the following doctrines. First, the existence of absolute morals communicated through Scripture. Second, Jesus Christ lived a sinless life. Third, God is the all-powerful, all-knowing creator of the universe, and he still rules it today. Fourth, salvation is a gift from God and cannot be earned. Fifth, Satan is real. Sixth, Christians have a responsibility to share their faith in Christ with other people. And seventh, the Bible is accurate in all of its teachings. The 6% of Americans who have a biblical worldview represents a drop-off from 9% back in 2009, reports Barna. The United States Attorney General's Office has informed San Francisco Mayor London Breed that her limitation of indoor worship to a single congregant is, quote, "draconian and may violate the First Amendment to the Constitution," end quote. The letter notes that the city's health order is favorably treating gyms, fitness centers, barbershops, retail establishments, childcare facilities, and tattoo parlors over the churches in the city. The letter, dated September 25th, calls the city's policy a, quote, "gross disparity," end quote, and threatens further action if the city refuses to bring the policy in line with the Constitution. And finally, President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is receiving attacks from leftist media sources for speaking 5 times at Alliance Defending Freedom's Blackstone Legal Fellowship, as well as her participation in a cross-denominational nonprofit organization called People of Praise. The pro-abortion National Organization of Women, Planned Parenthood, and the National Abortion Rights Action League also issued statements, as they are concerned that Barrett would cast a vote to reverse Roe v. Wade. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.